Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More U.S. aid to Yemen. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia, where he says he will talk about a proposed humanitarian pause in the fighting led by Saudi-led coalition against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Kerry will meet with Saudi leaders and Yemen President Abdu Rabu Mansur Hadi. The Saudis said they are considering a pause in the airstrikes and other action against the Houthis. During a visit to the Horn of African nation of Djibouti, Kerry announced $68 million in new U.S. aid to Yemen. French investigators say the co-pilot who deliberately brought down a Germanwings airliner in the French Alps in March apparently practiced such a controlled descent during an earlier flight the same day. The settings for selected altitude on the autopilot were adjusted several times as the plane descended on the first leg into Barcelona. Investigators say co-pilot Andreas Lubitz was alone in the cockpit, which was the problem, according to Pilots Association spokesman Marcus Wall.
If this would have happened when a second pilot would sit next to him, he would, of course, have said, well, actually, what are you doing there? And they would have discussed that.
150 people died when Lubitz flew the plane into a mountain. A court in Afghanistan has sentenced four men to death for the mob killing of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men are part of a group of 49 people put on trial in connection with the assault, including 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part themselves. The Kabul court also sentenced eight of the defendants Wednesday to 16 years in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there is any connection between the Islamic State group and the two gunmen responsible for an attack in Texas. The attack took place at a meeting where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. It says worst attacks are yet to come. British Prime Minister David Cameron and opposition leader Ed Miliband are making final appeals to voters ahead of the parliamentary election Thursday. Public opinion polls are showing the contest too close to call. Since neither of the two major parties seem to be headed for a majority, one of them will likely have to form a coalition government. That worries Lib Dem leader, the current Deputy Prime Minister, Nick Clegg.
I really, really worry that there's going to be this lurch to the right with the Conservatives, you know, lurching off, imposing ideological cuts on our public services, dancing to the tune of UKIP, or a lurch to the left as Ed Miliband and Ed Balls borrow pots of money, dancing to the tune of Alex Salmond, and we are now the guarantors of stability.
A possible spoiler in the race is UKIP leader Nigel Farage.
We spent the last 2 to 3 weeks with the big parties saying, well, you shouldn't vote for the other party. We've got totally negative politics in this country, and I'm beginning to think that that's a product of the first-past-the-post system. Please vote for me. We're not quite as ghastly as the other people.
Analysts are calling the election Britain's most unpredictable and consequential in a generation. Burundian opposition leader Artifax N. Dabitorai was arrested Wednesday on charges of insurrection. The civil society leader has opposed President Pierre Nkurunziza's plan, confirmed today, to run for a third term in office. Anti-third term protests have been taking place in Burundi's capital. The Liberian government reports it expects to be Ebola-free in a few days. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
Liberia's Minister of Commerce and Industry, Axel Addy, says Liberia has had no new cases of Ebola for a while, and the country is approaching the finish line to be determined Ebola-free.
So May 9th is our magic date. If there are no new cases, and I believe there will be no new cases, we would have met the threshold.
Addy tells VOA the government knows Ebola could recur and is putting in place a management system to deal with another emergency should it arise. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
German authorities say they have arrested four people who are suspected of founding a right-wing extremist group that planned attacks on mosques and facilities housing asylum seekers. Officials announced the arrest Wednesday, saying they had confiscated a stash of explosives during the raids. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.